Hari Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hari, Hari. So first of all, I offer my the Lord pranams at the Lord's feet of our spiritual masters. Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev to entire Rupanakariya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians, and to Shri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, whose auspicious Tirubhav Tithi we're observing today, and to Dlai Shivan Bhakti Dait Madhav Gosai Maharaj, whose auspicious appearance we're observing today, and to this glorious month of Kartik, whose predominating deity is Srimati Radharani herself. So, in the order of the Vaishnavas, offer some words of Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of these beloved associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on this tithi, also this Uttan Ekadashi. So we heard on this tithi, actually is the, some devotees, they mark this as the end of Chaturmasya. No, there is the Ekadashi which begins at the beginning of Chaturmasya, the Ekadashi, that Ekadashi is called Shayan Ekadashi. So Sri Hari is taking rest. And now it's called Uttan. Means now he is gradually awakening from his transcendental slumber. No, so actually we hear that Sri Hari, for those 4 months, on the pretext of taking rest, he is actually being served by all the Brajavasis, all the Brajadevis. So this way, today is that tithi, Uttan Ekadashi. Also, today is the disappearance day of our Guru Varga, Sri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So we can see that although he didn't desire any fame, any respect, nothing, still we see how he is worshipped everywhere. All around the world, everywhere his picture is included in the Guru Parampara lineage. In every temple, his picture is there. Just by seeing him, one automatically, it is said, just by seeing his picture, this mood of renunciation will automatically appear in one. Prabhupada, he said, to glorify my Guru, he said, I need millions and millions of tongues with millions and millions of heads, and I need millions and millions of years to live, he said, just to speak on the glories of my Prabhu, he would say. No, he would say that I can only accept that person as my guru who is engaged 24 hours in Hari Bhajan, he said. He said, even if a person is engaged in Hari Bhajan for 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, but for 1 second he is not engaged in Hari Bhajan, I can never accept him as my Prabhu, he said. So this way he said, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, 24 hours he's only engaged. He said, the beauty of his seva conquers even Madan Mohan himself, who enchants millions of cupids now. And he said, my Prabhu, he can make that which is kudarshan, sudarshan, he said. He said, he can make that which is very inauspicious to look at, very auspicious to look at. He can make that which is kurup, which is very ugly, he can make that, he can transform that into surup, which is very beautiful to look at, he said. He said, I've read about renunciation in Mohamudgar, Vairagya Shatak, Shanti Shatak, 100 verses glorifying renunciation, peace, all these things. But he said, the mood of renunciation in itself has found perfection at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, he said. This mood of renunciation, Vairagya itself. He said, this Vairagya is not just detachment from worldly objects. But he said, this Vairagya is that which is steeped, replete, full of Mahabhav, he said. No, what is the meaning of Vairagya? It means Vishesh Rupena Anurag. This ever-increasing love and affection, attachment at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Radha and Krishna. He said, that is the Vairagya found in my Prabhu, he said. He said that my Prabhu, he would say that I can never even have any hope of being his servant. But he said, anyhow, just by his mercy, this mood of being his servant is what is keeping me alive, he said. All these years. He said, I was so scared that when my Prabhu would leave, I would become aimless. I would wander here and there. But he said, he would point to his disciples and he'd say, I see that all of you are the incarnations of my Prabhu, he would say. He would say that when all of you speak on the Bhagavatam with all these newer and newer meanings, he'd say, actually, my Prabhu, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, is inspiring these meanings within the core of your heart, he'd say. So you say, Gurudev himself, he compiled this book, from all these articles that Prabhupada himself had written in Dainik Nadia Prakash, Gaudiya, Sajjan Toshani, and then from the articles of Srila Param Gurudev, Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, all our Guru Argayani compiled this book, which actually has so many glories of Srila Gaurakshwaradas Babaji Maharaj. Prabhupada said, for the benefit of this world, he said, even if they read little of the glories of my Guru Maharaj, he said, they will be eternally benefited, he said. And he has glorified his Guru Maharaj in such wonderful ways that he has submitted his Pushpanjali in such unequaled ways. And he says how Gaurakshwaradas Babaji Maharaj once, one person told him, oh, some person is selling me some land of Navadvip and I'm buying it. He says, oh, someone is selling you land of Navadvip. Navadvip is Chinmayidham, Chintamani. It is made only of wish-fulfilling stones and kalpavrikshas, kalpalatas. And he is selling you a plot of land and you are buying. He said, both of you are hypocrites, he said. He said, you don't have any desire to serve the dham, he said. You only want to enjoy the dham, he said. And then he said once, one zamindar, actually a king actually, his name was Maharaja Manish Chandra Nandi. So Manish Chandra Nandi, he would organize these gatherings of devotees. So once he invited Babaji Maharaj, please come bless us with your presence. No, please come and visit our garden here where you can speak Harikatha. Then Babaji Maharaj said, if you invite me to that place, your family members will feel very threatened, he said. Because they will feel that you will give all the property away to me. And then they will see that, oh, he's taking away all the property. We should file a court case against him. And then this way they'll start fighting with me. So he said, if you really desire my mercy, just stay here and do bhajan with me, he said. I myself will do madhukari for you. I myself will collect whatever you need. Just stay here and do bhajan, he said. Don't go anywhere else, he said. And then after you've become fixed in your bhajan, then we'll go there. And we'll try preaching to the other members of society, he said. But don't prematurely preach, he said. Or else, very dangerous, he said. No, or else you can fall victim to the whims of what people have to say. So this way, once it is said he was dressed in a very nice Shantipuri dhoti, very nice silken cloth. So then when Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked him, why are you dressed in such a way? He said, oh, all these Babajis, they're illicitly associating with women, he said. Therefore, I have no desire to even see them. Therefore, by seeing me dressed in this way, at least people will not be cheated, he said. They will not think of me as one of those Babajis, he said. And then it said that once there was one person, he was reciting the Bhagavatam. So while he was reciting the Bhagavatam, he was crying out, oh, Gaur, Gaur, and he's crying out, you know, with tears in his eyes. Gaur, 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 Gaur. You know. Then Babaji Maharaj, he went near him and he said, I cannot listen to the names of Gaura. He said, all I can listen to the names is Taka, 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 Taka. Where is Taka? Where is Taka? Where is money? He'd say. He's not saying where is God. He's saying where is money. And then this way, he'd correct these reciters of the Bhagavatam. It is at 10 o'clock in the night, immediately he opened his eyes and he started shouting out, oh, there's one person, he's so impudent, he's speaking on the Bhagavatam, but actually he's actually destroying the dharma of a widow, he said. He's actually illicitly associating with a widow, he said. And there was another speaker on the Bhagavatam, Gopal Das. What would he do? The water that Babaji Maharaj would use to drink, he would wash his feet with that water. So then, because of that offense, immediately he fell down. And then there was another speaker on the Bhagavatam, Sureshwar Bhattacharya. He would also be very disrespectful. Whatever water Babaji Maharaj would have, he would use that for his own personal use. He would give his own explanations in front of Babaji Maharaj. Soon enough, he also fell away. Same fate. So this way, Babaji Maharaj, he started seeing that the people of this world, they're very much polluted by this stench to collect prestige, to collect fame, adoration. So therefore he said, the stench of stool is better than the stench of that desire for prestige. So he locked himself inside the bathroom. So there it is said, the district magistrate himself came to see him, but he still refused to come out. Normally we see that people are very much inclined to invite government officials, to the temple, this, that. By having these government officials come, we will be recognized. No, by having selfies with these government officials, everyone will see us. But here you see, the district magistrate himself came to see Babaji Maharaj in a public bathroom, in a latrine, but he still refused to come out. He said, oh, this is better for me, he said. They say, we hear, no, even Param Gurudev, everyone came there. He blessed Param Gurudev. That whatever obstacles you have, never affect you. And he places lotus feet on Param Gurudev. The Vaishnavas also said that Paramgurudev, did he just leave Babaji Maharaj in the bathroom there? No. Rather, he built a nice place for him outside and he had him move there. No. How can like a grand disciple just see his Paramguru sitting there in a public latrine and not do anything about it? So he actually requested Babaji Maharaj to move to another place. So here we see that although Babaji Maharaj was so nishkinchin, akinchin, although he didn't desire any money, whenever people would give him any money, it said he would like place them in different pots, tie them in his cloth, and then if they would give him any other clothes, he would hide them here and there. And sometimes he'd even say, oh, you people, you're so good. He would praise them. But then he would look at his other followers and he'd say, this is what they want to listen, only praise. That's why they're giving me all these things. But then what would he do with all those things? He would take all those things and he would send them to Brajmandal. There was one person called Vanamali Rai. So he would write a letter to him saying, give it to all the devotees in Brajmandal. Then he would have everything distributed. He would even have Bhaktivinoda Thakur distribute everything, never keep anything for himself. It is said that when people would die, he would take their clothes, the clothes of the diseased people, wash them in the Ganga and wear them. And then during the solar eclipse, many people would throw the pots away. And he would take those pots, wash them in the water of the Ganga and use them for cooking. And whatever pieces of wood he could find on the streets, he would use those pieces of wood to light a fire and cook. That's how renounced he was. And then he would say that these pots are actually made from the dham, he said. No, they're made from the dham, therefore they're very auspicious. He said the fruits, vegetables, whatever is obtained from the dham is very auspicious. Honoring even a little of that will save me, he'd say. So he'd only take that which is produced in the dham, not anywhere else. So then it is said, when he met, he was staying, he was born in a village called Mandalakar, in the district of Faridpur, on the banks of the river Padma. So then he received Vesh from Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj, who was a disciple of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he would recite with, he actually would associate with three Babajis. Sarup Das Babaji Maharaj, he was from Jagannath Puri. So he would associate with him. With Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj, who was from Ambika Kalna. We've heard some of his glories also, Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj. So, and then, I think Bhagwat Das Babaji Maharaj was the same person who once he was with a stick, he was chasing something away, and when they asked him what, he said, oh, some goats, they're eating tulsi leaves at Radha Kund. So while he was at Ambika Kalna, he could see this. I think this was the same person, if I'm not mistaken. And then he would associate with Chaitanya Das Babaji Maharaj of Kulin Gram. So this way, he would associate with them. And then, in 1892, Mahaprabhu's birthplace was established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So then Babaji Maharaj himself, actually, he told Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj that now you've stayed here 30 years in Brajmandal, now you stay in Gaur Mandal, he said. To show everyone there's no difference between Braj and Navadvip. So then he started staying there. He did Madhukari Bhiksha until 1903. Until then, for 11 years, he did Madhukari, going to the homes of everyone. But he would never take from the caste Brahmanas because they would eat fish and all that, no, forbidden things. So then from 1903, he actually started losing his eyesight, it is said. Prabhupada mentions, from 1903, he started losing his eyesight. And then he stopped his Madhukari. He said, now whatever Mahaprabhu wishes to give me, he'll give, and that is only I need little, that's it. Then he started staying in the public bathroom and all these places. So then, it is said, Prabhupada, he met him for the first time in 1898, it is said. In 1898, he met him there for the first time. There, Babaji Maharaj, he was reciting this kirtan, this Kothaigo Premamoy, that we sing every day. That Dekha Diyo Pran Rako Radhe Radhe. Oh, please appear before me and give me life. Tomar Kangal Tomai Dake Radhe Radhe. I'm a servant. And this wretched servant is calling out at your lotus feet. So Prabhupada was the one who actually wrote this kirtan down. Babaji Maharaj was singing this because Babaji Maharaj, his heart was one with Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. The renunciation that was seen in Raghunath Das Goswami was the same renunciation seen in him. Mahaprabhu himself said, no, Raghunathir Vairagya Pashanai Rekha. His renunciation are like lines etched on a stone. So this way, Babaji Maharaj himself, while he was reciting this, Prabhupada, he wrote this song down. And then in his heart, he said, oh, this person is my guru. But then Babaji Maharaj tested him so much. He said, oh, he said, you must give up your scholarship, your purity, he said, because Prabhupada was a Naishtik Brahmachari. He started that club when he was young, no, where he said, everyone should be Brahmacharis for the rest of their lives. At the end, he was the only member of that club. No one else like could follow that ideal that he said. So then this way, Babaji Maharaj said, you must give up that desire for purity also, he said, that scholarship. Then he said, oh, you're the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So you're very aristocratic. So you must give up that aristocracy also, he said. And then he said, just stay with me. I can give you everything you want. So Prabhupada's own words, he himself has written all of this. So this way, he actually went to Babaji Maharaj so many times, asking for initiation. But Babaji Maharaj said, oh, I'll ask my Prabhu, Gaur and Nitai. If they agree, I will give you. And then he said, oh, I forgot to ask when you go second time. Third time, oh, again, they didn't say anything to me. This way, Prabhupada, he tried so many times. And then he said, just as Ramanujacharya approached Goshtipurna 17 times, he said, I will also approach you as many times as I can. And then when he was about to give up his life, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, oh, you must be merciful to this boy. Then he initiated him. He said, oh, previously I had made one disciple, but he left me. And I resolved to never make any disciples. But he said, I'll only give initiation to you, he said. This way, he gave him initiation and named him as Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. And he gave him three instructions. Don't make any disciples. Don't associate with anyone. And don't ever go to Maya's abode, which is Kalikatta, Kolkata. No. Prabhupada said, I followed all these three instructions of his. He said, I never made any disciples. All of you are my Guru Varga, he said. I've never seen even one person as my disciple. He said, I never associated with anyone. To associate with someone means to accept what they're giving, what they're saying. He said, in that way, I've never accepted what mundane people have to say. Rather, I've given to them the message of my Guru Varga. And he said, I've never gone to Calcutta, he said. Wherever the Gaudiya Math is, he said, that is a replica of Golok Vrindavan, he said. So how is it ever Maya's abode? So in this way, he said, I followed all the instructions of my Guru Maharaj, he said. So this way, Prabhupada, he followed what Babaji Maharaj said. And the renunciation seen in him was also seen in Prabhupada. It's not that Prabhupada preached everywhere and could not practice bhajan like Babaji Maharaj. Rather, it was the essence of all of Babaji Maharaj's moods, renunciations, teachings were embodied in Prabhupada. No. And Babaji Maharaj, this way, it is said that he would chastise so many people. Once he was returning from Shiva Sangan, and they were singing the Mahamantra very loudly. And then immediately they asked Babaji Maharaj, oh, where do you stay? And then immediately he took his begging bowl and he threw it at them. He said, if you're really engaged, absorbed in chanting the Mahamantra, why would you even ask me such insignificant questions? When you're doing kirtan, think about Mahaprabhu continuously. Don't ask me such insignificant things. And then once one person, he said, oh, birthplace of Mahaprabhu is not in Mayapur, it's in Navadvip, he said. And then he put a deity of Gaur Gopal there. Said, this is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Then Vamsi asked Babaji Maharaj, he said, oh, in a dream, Mahaprabhu appeared to him. Then Babaji Maharaj said, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they're the eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. And who is this person? He's only opening this temple here to collect money. You believe this person? So Vamsi asked Babaji Maharaj, immediately he took a sickle and he cut the fence of that temple that he had established. And this way once, the daughter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kadambini Devi, and his wife from his previous ashram, Bhagavati Devi, they came to see Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj, you came to see me, he said. An eternal associate of Mahaprabhu is present in your house and you have come to see me, he said. Immediately, you must not waste your time here with me. Go there, serve him, he said. He had so much love, respect for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this way, once, one lawyer, he came to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Babaji Maharaj. He was staying in the house of the Jati Goshais. So then he said, they're cooking for me. And they're offering boga. And then I bought you some sweets also, which they offered. He said, how can some people who are eating fish, doing all illicit things, ever cook for Mahaprabhu? What they're cooking is never any cooking in the true sense. And what they're offering is only boga, it's not even prasad. Mahaprabhu will never accept anything from the hands of such a person. He said, if you continue staying with them, then he said, you will, your life will become very inauspicious. And once one person, a doctor, he came to see Babaji Maharaj. He said, oh, I want to serve the Damvasis like how Murari Gupta serves. Then Babaji Maharaj said, Murari Gupta, not only would he cure the mundane illness of a person, but he would also cure this bhavarog, this material existence, he would give them prem. Can you do that? Then why are you trying to imitate Murari Gupta? He said, don't do like this, he'd say. You're only trying to collect money. And then he chastised him and he sent him away. And then once, one person said, I want to be your disciples. Babaji Maharaj said, all right, stay here for some time, do Hari Bhajan, don't associate with anyone else. But then this person, he became attracted by someone else who were doing kirtan in a very high-pitched voice. So then he left Babaji Maharaj. And then he returned with his guru. And then his guru told Babaji Maharaj, oh, I've made your disciple exactly like Haridas Thakur, he said. And Babaji Maharaj said, first of all, I have never accepted any disciples, he said. How can I even be so arrogant that I can claim anyone as my disciple? For he's not even my disciple. And second, how can you say that he's like Haridas Thakur? And then anyhow, this guru, trying to please Babaji Maharaj, he cut all the trees and creepers there. And he said, oh, I made this place very nice for you. Babaji Maharaj said, these trees and creepers are Dhamvasis. No. And you killed all these Dhamvasis and you're so arrogant, you're saying that you made this place pure for me. I don't want to see your face. Get out of here, he said. So then this way, he chastised. And once on Brahmachari, he stayed there with Babaji Maharaj. And then he said, oh, I want to learn Sanskrit because then I can understand the meanings of the Bhagavatam. Babaji Maharaj said, don't do any of that. Just stay here and do bhajan. But anyhow, he left. Then Babaji Maharaj said, oh, just see what will be the result. What happened after some time? He became entangled after that. And then once, Babaji Maharaj, he said, oh, all of you go to Ratyatra there in Paramatala. There is a big Ratyatra. They're distributing many rasgullas, many sweets. Go there immediately. He sent everyone there. Then everyone left. And then when Babaji Maharaj saw everyone leaving, he said, oh, just see their greed. They wanted to listen to Harikatha from me, but see how greedy they are for rasgullas, he said. And then when they came back, he didn't allow them also inside. He said, go, eat your rasgullas, he said. Don't come here, he said. So this way, he was so hard-hitting. Once one person, he said, oh, one of my followers is so lusty, he said. Babaji Maharaj said, oh, lusty. Then he quoted that kirtan. No. Vaishnav Ninda, Jain Ninda, Vaishnav, Hinsa, Vaishnav Charitra, Jain Ninda, Hinsa Kori, Bhakti Vinod, Na Sambhashe Thake, Thake Sada, Maun Dhari. I don't want to see any person who criticizes the Vaishnavas. How can you say he's so lusty? Go away from here, he said. Don't want to speak to you. So lastly, we're running out of time. So just end with this, with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakshodas Babaji Maharaj's relationship with Prabhupada. It is said that once one person, he said, oh, Prabhupada is actually an Aishwarya Bhakta. He only speaks about Vaikunthiya Katha, but I want to listen more about Radha Krishna Katha from you. Babaji Maharaj said, you are so offensive. You're insulting one Vaishnava and you're trying to listen from another Vaishnava. He said, how can you ever speak in such a way? And then he had him beg for forgiveness at the feet of Prabhupada. And some persons, they wanted to speak the Bhagavatam to Babaji Maharaj. He said, no, I will not listen from you. I will listen from Varshabhanavi Devi, Daitadas. And then he went to Prabhupada and he heard the Brihad Bhagavatamrita from him. He said, he is a devotee, pure devotee. And then once, one person, he came to Babaji Maharaj with a watermelon. Babaji Maharaj, he was so happy to see this person. And then he told him to sing Gauranga Bolite Habe. And then he gave such nice instructions to him. And he told him, all right, take initiation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then take sannyas also from Prabhupada. Who was that person? He was Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj. So this way, Babaji Maharaj has so much appreciation for Prabhupada. So this way, Param Gurudev himself, we hear that he placed Babaji Maharaj in Samadhi there in Mayapur. And also Prabhupada, despite so much opposition from so many people, that Poddar brothers, they had made a business out of Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi. So therefore the Ganga came and occupied his entire Samadhi. And then it was relocated. And the Poddar brothers, they were ruined because of their offenses to Prabhupada. So the auspicious sthiti is so many wonderful glories of him that even Anantadev cannot describe. So therefore, by touching just a particular's glories, we can hope to be blessed. And also, today is Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj's Avirbhav Thiti. So Gurudev said, today there is separation and meeting, he said. Madhav Maharaj appeared in this sthiti, he said. He said, like Gurudev was speaking in Mathura, he said once, Gurudev was very sick. So Madhav Maharaj told him, oh, you come and stay in Calcutta, he told him. There you can get better. You can go to hospital there and become better. So there, Gurudev, he had a very close relationship with Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, I think, no? Gurudev would say he was my very dear friend, he'd say. Param Priya Sakha, he said. Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, his name was also Narayan, he said. So Gurudev's name was also Gaur Narayan, no? His Brahmachari name. His name was also Narayan. So this, he said, Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, he used to get angry very quickly. So once there was so much noise coming in the temple. So he started shouting at everyone. And then immediately Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj, he placed his hand on his head and he said, oh, you must not be so angry. No, be quiet, be composed. And then Gurudev says, since that day, I've never seen him ever be angry, he said. Because his Guru Maharaj placed his hand on his head. And then Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj once, his disciples started making disciples while he was still present in this world. And then they even opened one temple. The disciple's name was Parvat Maharaj. His samadhi is also there in Govardhan. So then when his grand disciple opened a temple, he invited Madhav Maharaj. So some disciples, they told Madhav Maharaj, dude, how can you even go to such a place? He's insulting you. By like, how can a grand disciple invite you to a temple opening while you're still present in this world? Madhav Maharaj said, Vaishnavism is not so narrow, he said. It's very broad. He said, I'm so proud of my disciple that he's doing this. He said, none of you are qualified, so he is qualified, he's doing. So this way, Madhav Maharaj, he went to that temple opening, he said. And then we hear, no, when Madhav Maharaj's Vyas Puja would be celebrated, he would not even sit on the Vyasasan, even when his godbrothers would approach him. But then immediately, when Gurudev would come, he would make him sit there. So today is his Avirbhav Tithi, and we hear how Gurudev had such a close relationship with all his disciples, like Bhakti Vallabh Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj, Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, all his disciples, they had such a close relationship with Gurudev, preaching everywhere. Even when, before Rup Sanatana was built, Gurudev would stay in that temple in Vrindavan and do parikrama from there. And then after Rup Sanatana was built, they all became so sad because they would no longer stay at Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, but in their own temples. Today is Avirbhav Tithi. So we can only pray at the lotus feet of these great Vaishnavas that a spot, drop of their glories appear in our hearts and that we make our lives successful. Pancha Kalpataru Vyashya Kripasindhavya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य गणगणशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तन्भक्ताय नमो नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिगं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नम् श्रीगुरु चरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्तिनारायणं वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastanganandavat Pranams, thousands of times, the Lotus Feet of Sri Paramaryadatam Guru Pada Padma, Am Vishnupada Stotra Shishiman Bhakti Vairanta Narayan Gosayam Ashila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastanganandavat Pranams, thousands of times, the Lotus Feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga. And I offer my Sastanganandavat Pranams unto all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. The cordless mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas. We are starting our Bhishma Panchak, concluding our Kartik Vrat, our Niyam Seva. While being here in the most auspicious place, Sri Vrindavan Dham. And now we are celebrating the disciplined day of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And also the Chimish Day of Srila Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, who is Antaranga Parshad of Srila Jagadguru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I remember before during Gurudev's time then, when we had Govardhan, then Gurudev, he spoke in the morning, he said, oh, that this day is Babaji Maharaj's day. So this day everyone should practice some Vairagya. Because he is Vairagya Murti. He is like, they said that Raghunath is Vairagya Pashanera Rekha. Raghunath Das Goswami's Vairagya was like lines etched in stone. If you take any normal chalk or pen and you mark it on a paper or stone, that will wash away after some time. But if you etch the line in a stone, doesn't matter how much you wash, that line will never disappear. It will be there permanent. In other words, Raghunath Das Goswami's vairagya was permanent. It was real. Yukta vairagya, real true renunciation. Born out of vishesh rupena rag, pure rag in the heart. When there's rag in the heart, then as a result, then there's detachment. If there's no rag in the heart, then how can detachment be there? Therefore, since the time of Raghunath Das Goswami, it is said that such vairagya had never been seen. But now, in Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, that same kind of vairagya is now seen in Babaji Maharaj. His renunciation was so strong. Why? Because he had that special rag, that special attachment for Mahaprabhu, for Radhika, for the Dham. Day and night, as Prabhupada said, this is when I saw my Guru Maharaj wandering in the forest of Braj, singing this Kothai Go Prema Moi Radhe Radhe, that bhajan became my eternal sampatti, my most dear, most and priceless treasure. Those words that I heard from my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada is saying, those words now became my most dear, most and most precious treasure. Seeing those moods of separation that Babaji Maharaj is expressing, singing how Das Goswami is singing, Niyam kore sadai dake radhe radhe, continuously. This is the meaning of Kirtaniya Sadahari, always singing, chanting the names of the Lord. So, this Babaji Maharaj, he was so much absorbed in his bhajan. Therefore, he had that natural vairagya, natural renunciation. And it's mentioned that his Diksha Guru is not mentioned anywhere. But his Vesh Guru, as we heard, is Bhagavad Das Babaji Maharaj. But he accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as his life and soul. Wherever Bhaktivinoda Thakur would be, then Babaji Maharaj would be there. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he settled in Navadvip Dham, then Babaji Maharaj left Braj Mandal Dham and he came to Navadvip Dham. Just as we heard, the request of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj also, he came. Because that sadhu sangha, that association is so rare. He said that the bhava pavargo brahmato yadabhave janasitar achita satsangama. That satsanga is what is needed for us, the jiva, to come out of this world, but it is so hard and so rare to find. So wherever there is that sadhu, Krishna bhakti rasa mati kiyatam yadi kutopi ladudhe. Wherever you can find this Krishna bhakti rasa, you should go there. You should seek it. So Babaji Maharaj, he went to Navadvip Dham. And as we heard from the Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is described that Varana Tarita Vasa Taravali Kamala Manjarinam. That I am wearing a dress with stars on it, and I have a complexion like molten gold. My name is Kamala Manjari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is absorbed in this mood anywhere in that Swananda Sukhada Kunj. And at middle of the night, he is frying puris, cooking sabji, halava. And why? Because Radha and Krishna are performing their Rasleela, performing their Rasa-laden pastimes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the mood of Sakhi, he is serving them. And externally, then he is engaging himself in all these ways. That time, there was a big flood in the Ganga. Here, it's not like here when there's a little flood and the water, okay. Little bit here and there, Keshigarh gets submerged. That's all you see here, or a little bit of the fields. But in Bengal, when the Ganga floods, whole villages, they get wiped out. The Ganga is so intense, like miles long. And the water is full of crocodiles can be there, and whirlpool, and very dangerous. So in the middle of the night, Babaji Maharaj, during a flood, during a rainstorm, he arrived there in Swananda Sukhada Kunj. Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was astonished. How did you come here? How did you cross the Ganga? Because that time in the night, no boats are coming, nothing. He said, oh, that I was attracted. You called me. Well, one small boy, he brought me here. Who was that boy? This is we can understand. Who is Krishna? He is Bhakta Vatsalya. He is friend of all the devotees. And he's guiding Babaji Maharaj and bringing him to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kutir there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then his bhajan kutir, even today you go there, his bhajan kutir is there next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi. There is Gaur Gadadhar deities, there is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi, and Babaji Maharaj's bhajan kutir there. So wherever, he's like a bumblebee. Wherever the honey, the nectar is there, he's going there. Just like we heard, so many kinds of Vaishnavs, so many kinds of Babajis, this and that, claiming to be Vaishnavs, Babaji Maharaj exposing them all. And he's never associating with anyone. So many people, they claimed, I am a follower of Babaji Maharaj, but Babaji Maharaj never accepted any of them. He only accepted one disciple, that is Srila Jagadguru Prabhupada, Sri Varshabhanavi Dahita Das. And even then, he didn't want to accept Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he approached him. Then Babaji Maharaj said, oh, I'm not feeling well today. I cannot do. Then he came another time. He said, oh, I'll ask Gaudnitai. Then after some time, then Prabhupada came. He said, oh, I forgot to ask. This way, he was making some excuse, this, that. Then Prabhupada thought, oh, if I cannot find a spiritual master like Babaji Maharaj, if he does not accept me, then I'll better give up my life. Because actually, even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur had given Kurma Mantra Harinam to Prabhupada, still Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that because you are Brahmachari, Naishtik Brahmachari, it's better that you accept mantra from a Tyagi. It's better in that way. That Brahmachari to accept from Grihastha is not like socially in Varnashram and is not like so acceptable. That rather from your own Varna you accept better in that sense. And also Babaji Maharaj is extremely qualified and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is extremely humble because he's like his own son. He never seeing him like his own son, that he had prayed to Bimala Devi, please send someone who can continue my mission. But still, people externally, they'll judge in that way. Oh, father, son, this is like panchartic line, bloodline, and because he has moha for his son, therefore he giving him mantra. So many criticism may come. So Prabhupada was, I'll accept Babaji Maharaj. And he started this Chandranaya Vrat. The Chandranaya Vrat is such a vrat that on the full moon day, you take 15 hands of rice. Then on the next day, then on the Pratipada, you start from the Pratipada, you take one, actually. Then two hands, three hands, all the way to Amavasya, 15. Then again, you go down 15, 14, 13, again to one. So it's very intense. Most people who do Chandranaya Vrat, they cannot survive. So he was doing that Vrat, and Prabhupada became so skinny. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw this, he became alarmed. Then he went to Babaji Maharaj, said, oh, are you trying to kill this boy? Please accept him. Please be merciful to him. Then Babaji Maharaj, he was merciful and then he accepted one disciple, and that was Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. And he gave Diksha Mantra. And that time, it wasn't that it was in secret. There were many Vaishnavas present there. It is said that there was, during Gurudev's time in Devananda Gaudiyamath, there was one Vaishnav there whose uncle or grandfather was present there during the time of that initiation. So Babaji's, they will claim, oh, Prabhupada, Babaji Maharaj never gave Diksha to Prabhupada, this is all this stuff. But there was eyewitness, actually, that is in Gurudev Sangha. So there's all Pramani is there for everything. Later, because after Babaji Maharaj in 1915 he left, then Prabhupada took the picture of Gaurikrishna's Babaji Maharaj and he took sannyas. Like Ramanuja Acharya took sannyas from Yamuna Acharya, in the same mood, Prabhupada also, he took the sannyas from Babaji Maharaj. So, this relationship between Babaji Maharaj and Prabhupada is undeniable. And therefore, on all our altars, everywhere, you can see Gaurikrishna's Babaji Maharaj, he is Bhajanandi. And on the other hand, we have Gosthyanandis. That means sannyasis, preachers like Prabhupada. But in reality, when a Bhajanandi does bhajan, that is his prachar. And when a Gosthyanandi does prachar, that is his bhajan. Therefore, you can see Gaurikrishna Babaji Maharaj, even though he never stepped one foot outside of the dham, he's always in the dham. But you can see his photo is in every single house around the world. Every place, everywhere, his name is being chanted in the Jaidwani. That is because Krishna himself, he takes the responsibility of spreading the glories of his own devotees. Therefore, Babaji Maharaj's fame is eternal. It is unlimited. And he is an integral part of our Gaudiya Bhagavat, this Bhagavat Parampara. And today, Gurudev, therefore, he said that today we are practicing Vairagya. Why? He said before 4 o'clock, no one should eat. Govardhan said, no one should eat or drink before 4 o'clock. Why? Because today is Babaji Maharaj's day. Everyone should practice Vairagya. Don't eat or drink before 4 o'clock. And that time, all Mahaprasad was prepared, everything. But Gurudev himself, before 4 o'clock, he didn't take anything. The Vaishnavas, they all fasted. Why? He said, we should try to respect Babaji Maharaj. When Babaji Maharaj, some disciples, they would come to Babaji Maharaj. They say, oh, Babaji Maharaj, today is Sanatan Goswami's disappearance day. Or any Vaishnava Acharya disappearing. We should make a celebration. Babaji Maharaj said, yes, excellent. We will celebrate now. Come here, sit down, take your mala, and we'll chant all day and all night. This will be our celebration. We'll honor Sanatan Goswami by chanting the holy name and remembering him and his life and teaching. This will be his celebration. Then the Babaji, they want to eat Rasgulla, they want to eat it, they're all running away. Sometimes then Babaji Maharaj, he's thinking, some thought came to his mind. Oh, I want to eat some Rasgulla, anything. So, oh, you want to eat Rasgulla? Come with me. He'd go out, take neem leaves and put it in his mouth. Here, eat your Rasgulla. Otherwise, he'll eat mud, Radakun clay, mud here and there. And by eating all that, then we can see, externally, we can understand that Babaji Maharaj's eyesight became very weak, like almost blind. And we can say, oh, maybe he was from eating the clay, this and that, but really no. Babaji Maharaj, he don't want to see anything material. Like the Vaishnavas have said, Babaji Maharaj is going bank of Ganga, going inside the water up to his neck, putting Ganga sand on his head, saying this Maya is everywhere. I'll remain in the Ganga, keep Ganga sand, and I'll be protected from Maya. Sometimes he's sleeping under a fisherman's boat, here and there. Such a vairagya. Day and night, he's chanting the holy names. He's speaking Bhagavad Katha, and Babaji Maharaj is walking by. And then he's saying, oh, I'm not hearing Bhagavad. Babaji Maharaj is saying, I'm only hearing Shikita Takada, Shikita Takada. I'm only hearing money, 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 collection. So many people there, in the name of Bhajan, they're doing so many things. But Babaji Maharaj is exposing them all. One time, one person, he came with a newly wedded wife. He said, oh, Babaji Maharaj, please bless her. This is my wife. She's a Krishnadasi. Oh, this is Krishnadasi. Very good. Every day you should take her feet and you should do Panchamrit Abhishek. Wash that and take the Charanamrita and put it in your head. And in your life, don't think of enjoying her in any way. Be very careful. Don't touch her. Don't enjoy her in any way. If you enjoy her, then your life will be ruined. Now she is Krishnadasi. She is a servant of Krishna. How you can enjoy her now? Therefore, you'll have to respect and worship her. Then that person immediately taking his new wedded wife ran away from there. One person came to Babaji Maharaj and said, oh, give me mercy, give me mercy. Oh, you want mercy? Here, take mercy. He took out his kopin and gave him. Now put on this kopin, sit here and do bhajan. And that person, he ran from there. One time there was Babaji Maharaj's kutir. Then one old lady was there and he saw one snake go inside the kutir of Babaji Maharaj. And then when Babaji Maharaj came back, she said, oh, be careful, be careful. The snake went inside your kutir. Then Babaji Maharaj said, there's no snake there. You are a snake. So your poison is a million times more dangerous than the snake in there. One snake will bite me, like Mahaprabhu said, this verse. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajan onmukasya param param jigamasu bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vishayana atya yoshitam chaha ha hanta hanta vishabhakshanasa apya sadhu. That to see the face of a woman or see the face of a vishayi is better than I drink poison. Why? Because by drinking the poison, one life will be destroyed, but by their association, then millions of lives will be destroyed. So therefore, you are a snake. Your words, your affection, your warning for me, this is more than poison. Go from here. And then, I don't know, afraid of snake. And like Haridas Thakur, he was doing bhajan in Kutir. Big snake was there. And all the gramvasis, they came and said, oh, we want to see you, but there's so much fumes, toxins, snake. And Haridas Thakur said, okay, if by evening time the snake does not go, I'll go. Then the snake, big python with rainbow color, he went left. So sadhus, they have no fear. They have only fear of one thing, that if their bhajan will be lost, their bhakti will be lost. This is their only fear. Otherwise, they have no fear, no tension of anything. This is their tension. How will I be able to chant my harinam? How will I be able to do my seva? How will I be able to advance in my bhakti? This is their only tension. How will I be able to maintain my spiritual connection and relationship? Everything else is inconsequential. So Gurudev in Govardhan, he was saying, today we'll have to fast. We'll have to remember Babaji Maharaj and honor him. Why? Because if you spend your time eating and drinking, then how you'll chant your harinam, how you'll spend your time in so many, doing all these things. But if you're fasting, then you'll be able to engage yourself in hearing, remembering, and then be able to accept and adopt the mood of Babaji Maharaj. So this is the end of Kartik. It's very special because Babaji Maharaj's mercy is coming. And Parang Gurudev said, it is only due to Babaji Maharaj's mercy. Crying and weeping, he said that there was no obstacles, there was no problem on my path of bhajan. He removed all of them. Therefore, if we can adopt that mood, Parang Gurudev's mood, and we can realize this thing, then actually we'll also be successful in our life. So So praying to Gurudev and the Vaishnavas that a drop of their teachings may touch our hearts and remain there, and that we may be able to follow in their footsteps. One chakal with the Rubasaki passing the Bevacha with none of our
ज्ञान तिम्रांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौरतिषि नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जा होते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पूरण जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय मुक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्वप्रद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती रानी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी Today is Devuttana Ekadasi. This is called Prabodhini Ekadasi also. 4 months before Shayan Ekadasi, Hari Shayan. Now is Hari is waking today. Telling Jivas doing karma, work. Any living entity, this world is get birth, they're doing some karma. And karma fruits also coming. But karma doing, then fruits is as it is coming, no guarantee. No warranty. Krishna telling Arjuna, karma ne bhava digaraste ma phalesh kodha chana. Ma karma phalahetur bhurma te sangastu karmani. Karma for everybody is adhikar, eligibility. But fruits is what coming, no guarantee. Now is jiva doing karma and karma fruit and the suffering, life to life, many species going up and down. One time they are requesting Adiguru Brahma's near, Shiv Thakur near, praying Lord Vishnu's near. Oh, without karma, all are has no life. But when will be karma stop? Javat karmani kurbito. Non nirvidyat javata, matkatha sabanadu saddhava javanna jayati. Vaisdev telling, yadishya matkathadu yatasadhasu japuman, non nirvidyat natishakta bhakti yogasya siddhido. Two sloka Vaisdev is telling, this karma chain never will be stopped and off. When will be only Krishna katha, God glories is hearing, you have taste for this Harikatha, and then it's possible. Also, other stuka telling, jadichya matkala jatasadvasu japman. Harikatha, hearing for good association, good chance, good facility, good way, good association, then slow taste is coming, then maya katha for no time. After bhakti increasing. So now Krishna saying, okay, 12 months once a year. I am every year, 4 months, not giving karma's fruit. Karma for desire will be off and stop. All jiva has desire, I am something doing. Independent and very ego. Nobody silent and peaceful. Tissue and peaceful, lazy, crazy people also eating and passing. This is also karma. Breathing, this is also karma. How will we off everything? This karma's chain or girl, everybody is dying. So Hari is saying, okay, 4 months I am resting. Everybody I am giving rest. Meaning, no karma fruits. Like Mandapa Rishi is doing bhajan. That time, many thieves, dagait, all are, many things is here and there to stealing and putting his ashram and after army. Now, king is sending many armies, generals, soldiers, police, this and that. They are watching, doing inquiry, searching and going, finding this Mandapa Rishi ashram. Lot of jewelry, gold, silver, platinum, everything. So, sadhu. Everything is stealing and hair is now eyes closing and doing dhyan. They are this set to pushing, passing, beating, kicking and taking and king in here. This sadhu. This outside is jetlag and sadhu, but his ashram is everything. All are finding. Then said, okay, tomorrow giving him suli. Tomorrow his last day, death confirmed, now killing him. How killing? One, steel, like iron, front of hook like, and after is coming, this thick, and after giving their oil, greasy, and putting him backside on top, and after slow, crashing, cutting, bleeding, he will be dying. Mandapa Rishi not telling anything. They are taking a ladder with this, going in up, and putting him on top of this hook. Hook is after fat, cut down. But he's sitting there, little bit gone inside. And after he cannot die. He's sitting there and chanting his mantra. One day, one night there, bleeding. People is came telling king. And king house is everywhere blood. And king house is fire. King is suffering. Quickly telling, oh, this sadhu, he's real sadhu. You are doing nonsense. Taking down and bringing forgiveness for praying, requesting many things. After he said, no, this is not your fault. I am going Jammuloka, Jammu Maharaj near, asking Jammu Maharaj, why he gave me like punishment? I am doing anything wrong. I am doing my bhajan. Karma's fruit, why giving? I am not doing any karma. Then Jammu Maharaj near gone. Jammu Maharaj say, Chitragupta, you are right here. You are looking what is false. This punishment, why come? Then he say, oh, he's 4 years old, small kid. That time, he catching one fly. And fly is backside inside pushing one stick and tying within rope and telling, you are my kite flying in the sky. He's going here and there, he's pulling and controlling, like doing Chitragupta, telling this is his karma. Then he's very angry, Mandapa Rishi. Until 5 years is, no brain. They are playing here and there, going, running. You giving this much punishment for me? Okay, you go, get birth in Prithvi Loka, and then you understanding. Then he came, get birth in Bidur. Dasi Putra Vaisdev son. But how much suffering, commit life. So the Bidura, Maitreya Rishi is near, is Krishna's advice. He giving all Maitreya Rishi, Then Maturishi is explaining everything Vidura hearing. Then telling Jiva's nature is karma. But this karma too, how will be stopped? I'm telling, hey, you're chanting Harinam, don't go outside. Yeah, coming Aarti, Harikatha. Working, then very happy. Coming Harikatha, then sleeping. Harinam taking mala, one mala, not possible, going is another beats. But his hand is mala, he is now snoring. Yeah. So karma ne bodhikaraste. Karma for everybody is odhikar. But karma ni evo, Vishwan Shukhtakur telling, only one karma. God is one and his happiness for everything doing. But all are not doing God happiness for, all are happiness for doing. I am sick, I am not happy, I am disturbed, then I am not chanting Harinam. No serving. I say, no, I can't do anything, I am resting, I am hiding. Jiva's nature is independent. So now, Srihari is saying, okay, 4 months I am giving his facility. This 4 months, no karma. No karma, only you doing bhajan. I am giving lot of benefit. Also, I am helping. I am all time, 4 months, 8 months you are any doing bad karma or anything. This 4 months, everything removing, I am 4 months, you shall be giving all facility. You doing dan, rata, jagya, tapa. Before is, you doing this much, but good things and some doing bad things, then both fruits coming. But Chaturmasya time, you doing good things, this fruit is coming. Bad things, mindly doing, not coming fruits. Body is doing, then coming fruits. Chaturmasya time, this is big bliss. Before, mindly doing wrong, then also punishment. Body is doing wrong, then punishment. But this Chaturmasya time, mindly you do bhajan, yeah, sometime mind coming crazy, something doing wrong, but practically body not doing. Then fruit not coming, not punishment coming. Also good things doing mindly, with body also, then big fruits coming. Therefore Chaturmasya, Parikrama, Dhan, Vrata, Tapa, Jagya, and the holy river, bathing, holy places going, and any sadhu, guru, vaishnava with his meeting, any harikatha hearing, very big fruits coming, big profit coming. Karma, not disturbing. And karma's desire is also, will be off, will be clean and pure. So now, telling, then, this prithivi loka, Rishi Mahasijar, they say yes, this 4 months is giving his big our selfish power and potency and help. And also karma's desire will be up. And will be less after finish. Change coming. Harikatha, Harikirtan, after I am asking, oh, how I will be wealthy, how I will be healthy. But desire, ego is very other way. How I will be popular, famous, pratishtha, dishtha, sapacharamani, many things. But the Chaturmasya, complete cleaning, purifying. Then never disturbance coming. So today, Devuttana Ekadasi, Hari is waking and Hari is looking. What is your good karma? What you done in 4 months? Then he is special, little bit doing. Small, small baby children, they don't know anything. But they are now learning ABCD. Then everybody very happy. Wow, you're going to school. Now it's nice students you. But little later, young, then it's young and wrong. But first time everybody is blessed. So this Chaturmasya fruit is like Srihari is by order. He is waking now. Now he is giving all our looking, checking, and giving. Therefore, this Vishnu Panchak, 5 days, this today to starting Vishnu Panchak. Very serious, 4 months, anything is gone, anything is wrong, yeah, anything is false, yeah, guilty. 5 days seriously continue following this all Sanyam Dasakam, Sanyam Dadasakam, Bhakti limbs. Not too many Bhakti limbs, then 1, 3, 5, as much as possible following the today to Bhishma Panchak until full moon. Next day, Vratabhanga. This is our, this Chaturmasya's, also Chaturmasya's glories is telling this Urdhishwari, Brajeshwari, the Kartikeshwari, this Srimati Radharani, Swarup Shakti, her mercy, then is this Haris, waking meanings, all time giving us God, forever life. Not possible going wrong way. Sometimes desire, sometimes secret, sometimes I am doing something hidden, but no. Now, Sihari, take responsibility, like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj offering himself, and Vamandev forever there, and his door. Say, how, where going? Without my permission? How anybody coming? Without my permission? All time he take care. These Chaturmasyas, this Hari, Devuthyan meaning, Sri Hari now, promise, I am now, take care everybody. But anybody 4 months following and then. 4 months is not any karma. Any things, smartas no allow. Only bhakti things is allowed. So how many bhakti limbs is following? But little following, then Sri Hari very happy. Then never kicked, not left. This many hating, not putting keeping distance, all time giving taste and greed. Otherwise, sometimes people sit chanting Harinam, after they stop, no taste. Not possible for me. Every day, but Srihari, all time for helping. This is his the Prabodhini, meaning Prabodhini, Prabodh. Everybody is giving sweetness, nectar. And helpful. Like past life karma, this type karma, ego, desire, I am going the wrong way, not possible. See, here is my authority and guardian and all time protecting. So this is gone, this Shayan Ekadashi to Devottan Ekadashi. Also today, last of day, Vaishnava Raja Maharaj, he disappears. He is now no more this world. This world is came, he is following very strong Vairagya. One time Gurudev telling, Rishi Putra, Mama Roma Jivava, Raja Putra, Chiranjivo, Sadhu, Sigra Marva. Sadhus are doing a lot of tapas austerity. They left in this world, they're going in Drupaloka, Golok Vrindavan going. Very nice that life. Why this world is become lot of Vairagya, lot of detached, nothing accepting, no taste. Why? Why this Vairagya? Anything is coming our near, everything I'm offered to God and Lord Srihari, this is our vision, this is our life. But I can do. I am one drop water taking time, I am not offering. Breathing, that time I am not offering any air. I am touching something, I am not offering. I am drinking something, eating something, not offering. Mostly I am meeting with many people, but they are not offered. But Vairagya meanings, Anurag meanings, I am detached to everything meanings, everything is offering. A to Z I have. But how many person is offering? How many has renounced? Everything, my choicefully, that things I'm accepting. I'm keeping my near. These are my things. But God things, God property, I cannot believe this. So therefore, there is sadhu, sigra marava. Quickly living this world, yourself is, everything is ready. And other side telling, Rajaputra Chiranjiva, oh, King Son, Prince, you are forever stay this world, long life for you. Otherwise, after you are going here and hell is spent, then you understanding how much punishment. After saying, Rishi Putra, Mamaro Maji Baba, Rishi said this world is doing yoga, tapa, brata, tapasya. This world is happy after Atmaram up to come. Next living body, then also happy. They have no tension. All time they are Rityartha jat pratyaya na pratyaya cha atmani. Their knowledge is very higher, superior knowledge. They cannot, with his maya, anything which is not involved. Not possible anybody stealing and keeping on near. Atmaram aptokam yogi rishi maharshi. So Babaji Maharaj, this world is came, but there is already everything A to Z, own self offering meanings, everything they offer. All time they are attached within this Krishna Bhakti, Rasa Bhavita Murti. They are this grid, the Krishna Bhakti Rasa it is. Therefore, they need Krishna Bhakti Rasa. They don't need any other things. Any other things is giving an offering. They accepting, they not one winter season, deep winter, some rich people came, Babaji Maharaj, one blanket I give you, you were putting it down, sitting top of and one wearing. No, I don't like. Hey, by force is requesting, after giving, and he's gone. Babaji Maharaj, morning, Brahma Murta, he's looking, where gone night time? One blanket is down, one I'm wearing, now I'm sleeping. Forget Harinam. Morning he is going Ganga and throwing both blanket. He is bathing inside his water and standing morning to evening. This is my punishment. One night I am not chanting, so one night I am not going out on Ganga, I am chanting here, I am practicing. So they are strong, they are giving senses, is at a time punishment, no they are following. One time chanting, mind is here and there, then chanting again. They again little mistake and again. Until 1 hour, 2 hour, chanting one, why you are going here and there? They have catching power, controlling power. They are detached. But all are has senses with this relation. Okay, as you choose, you do sleep come, okay, I am giving you chance sleeping for. Okay, any hearing for you like, I am giving for chance for you. They anything like, I am giving a chance. Then they are independent. As you choose, they are doing. Then fruit coming, this is karma. And I am everything offering for God and my all time and life service for Him. Then this is not karma. So this chaturmasya following after, God is promised, little bit is following, like another this is following, childhood, then He is giving him all darshan and all facility, all power and all shakti, everything giving. Our life will be like this, following Chaturmasya. But only, not for myself. Sri is happiness for, meaning I am taking training. First month is training, second month, third month, now 4 months, everything. Now to do Bhishma Panchak, 5 days, special training. How can I will be 24 hours nearby God, nearby Guru Varga? Otherwise, people giving many presentation, many offer, many things coming, but I am taking and glorifying and remembering. Then I am distanced to God. Jai Ho, Radha Vinod Bihari Ji Ki Jai. So, today is Babaji Maharaj, this disappears day. Also, Bhakti Madhav Goswami Maharaj appears day. There is all God, families, members. Anyhow, they are giving good opportunity. Thinking and remembering them, then it's good. So now, evening time, next program. Now, arati time, Gaur Pramanande.